Great gums of hen's teeth, Sophie. Here comes the colonel.
You know, a lot of people seem to think that stuff is funny, and I don't see it. This is a serious science program. We just happen to share the building with a couple of other production firms. One of them is taking auditions for Comedy Central, and these jokers, who know nothing about science, have no respect for our work, sneak in here and disrupt our program. I do not know how they get in or who lets them in. Anyway, this is a serious science program, guys. Go away. Welcome back. It's the second half hour of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network, where we explore the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation. I'm your host. I'm Colonel Mason. Don't forget, those of you who are listening on radio, you can hear us commercial-free online anytime at promiseoftomorrow.biz. In a minute, we're going to get back to our interview with Kay Goss, and then at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. In just a minute, we're going to step over to our fountain of useless information we keep here on the set for today's query. Kay Goss is a fascinating speaker. She's going to be a keynote speaker at the IEEE International Conference on Homeland Security Technologies. That's April 25th and 26th at the Westin Hotel in Waltham, Massachusetts. And those of you familiar with the area know that Waltham is Boston. This is the famous and historic International Conference on Homeland Security Technology Gaps, and our experts are going to confer to frame the challenges in protecting homeland assets. Kay Goss is an internationally recognized expert. She's a lecturer, author on emergency management and general resiliency, and her big thing, she told me, is that we need to start cultivating leaders for tomorrow. And there's just not enough leadership in the area of the world disaster management. It is a fascinating thing. She teaches it all over the world, and in Nevada, I believe, she told me. And of course, she's going to be very, very interesting to hear at the IEEE International Conference on Homeland Security. Her concern is that, you know, all, and she speaks on these things all over the world, and we're going to get in a minute, we left off with her in the earlier segment, we talked about Chernobyl and what a disaster that was with nuclear. Of course, she does everything. She's disaster management and hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and fires and, you know, the whole nine yards, all of it. So we're going to get back with Kay Goss again in just a minute. Right now, let's step over to our fountain of useless information we keep here on the set. We've got the spirit of the fountain who will answer any query. We've got to rummage around in the coin jar just a minute, because we've got to pay the spirit of the fountain. He knows all, hears all, and tells all, but he has
to... Welcome to the fountain of useless information. How can I help you?
Yes, yes, yes. There he is. The spirit of the fountain. We have thrown in the coins, and we have awakened the spirit. So, all right, whole spirit of the fountain, here's one for you. This is from academia. What indicates the highest honors? Cum laude, magna cum laude, or summa cum laude? The highest honors. Cum laude, magnum cum laude, or summa cum laude? What do you say, O spirit of the fountain?
I have given you my answer, and now you may tell the other.
Well, you had to think about that for just a minute, of course. The highest honors, cum laude, magnum cum laude, or summa cum laude? If you said summa cum laude, you're absolutely right. Okay, back to our program.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. And there we have the inimitable sound of the Science News Network studio band taking us back to our conversation with Kay Gosch. She's president of World Disaster Management. And if you were listening in the first half hour, she is an internationally recognized expert, lecturer, author on emergency management and general resiliency. She's going to be the keynote speaker at the IEEE Homeland Security Technology Conference. That's April 25th and 26th, coming up pretty soon. And you'll want to make arrangements to attend. You can find out more about that conference at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you will see a link. And when we left Kay in the first half hour, we were talking about all sorts of different disasters, and one was nuclear, and we, of course, had to talk about Chernobyl. And I had a number of questions for Kay about that.
Where there are still people that are bedridden from that explosion that occurred in 1986.
Yeah.
That are still hospitalized, and they check their vital signs every day, and they check their temperature every day. So they have quite a catalog of the impact of nuclear meltdown on people.
Well, there was first responders and cleanup crew, too, that went in that are still suffering today from the radioactive, being near radioactive stuff, I understand. So there's got to be procedures
totally
on what you do.
Breathing machines and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there has to be procedures in place for how to handle a nuclear meltdown like that, even though we don't expect it's going to happen here in the United States because of our safety record. Well, Kay, can you put on your futuristic cap for a minute to kind of look down the road, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years or more, and give us a look in the future? What do you see coming at us that we're going to have to be prepared for? What bothers you? Keeps you awake at night? Anything?
Well, you know, as I think that our weather patterns are changing dramatically, but I guess the thing that worries me the most is the fact that we are in a period of time, and, you know, I would hope this is a shorter period of time, but it could just escalate out of control, and that is the amount of hate and terrorism in the world. And those kinds of things, the thing that's most concerning is, you know, when people just start shooting, because that's pretty hard to prepare for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you've mentored people during your career and your illustrious career, and I'm sure you mentor them on a daily basis, and I'm sure that you may have been mentored when you were in college yourself.
And
maybe you have a word of wisdom for us, maybe a creed you could pass on, like you might to one of your students or to like anybody mm-hmm. that maybe would ask, say, Aunt Kay, do you have some advice for me?
Yeah, well, my first advice is, you know, tell the truth, be honest, and work as hard as possible, and specialize. You know, get real skills and work really hard to share them with people. And my philosophy, you know, some people think that holding back information is power if you have it all the information, and I think just the reverse is true. Share it is the most powerful thing that you can do. And so that's why I love being an educator. And all the time that I've been a full-time public servant, I've always tried to find time and opportunity to teach a class on the side. So I currently teach at University of Nevada at Las Vegas in their crisis emergency management executive master's program, a course in human condition. And Metropolitan College of New York, I teach a class for their master's program in emergency management and homeland security on planning and preparedness. So my thrust is in the pre-disaster activity, in getting ready for the time when a disaster occurs, rather than after the disaster, the response and recovery phases. But what I want to do is to build the leadership in the profession. Now that we have educational opportunity pretty basically nationwide. I want to keep pressing forward to reach higher levels of expertise.
And share the knowledge.
Standards and certifications and accreditations and things like that.
And share the knowledge. What a great lesson to pass
That's
on
right.
to everybody. That's a wonderful thing. Share the knowledge. Well, Kay Goss, President, World Disaster Management, internationally recognized expert, lecturer, author on emergency management and general resiliency. You've been a fascinating guest. We're going to love to hear your keynote address at the IEEE 2017 International Conference on Homeland Security Technologies. It's going to be April 25th and 26th at the Westin Hotel. That's in Boston. Waltham, Massachusetts, actually, but that's Boston. And we're going to look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Colonel. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Okay, yes, the weeks were gearing up to the IEEE 2017 International Conference on Homeland Security Technologies. It's going to be April 25th and 26th this spring, coming up at the Westin Hotel in Waltham, Massachusetts. And, of course, that's Boston. This is a famous and historic international conference on homeland security technology gaps. Key technical gaps are going to be closely examined, as they are every year. Experts gather from all over the world to confer to frame the challenges in protecting homeland assets. This year, the keynote speaker is Kay Goss, president of the World Disaster Management. And the technical program is all about emerging technologies and cybersecurity, land and maritime border security. There's biometrics and forensics. More biometrics all the time. It's getting to be really a very, very interesting subject of the show. Attack and disaster preparation, of course, and recovery and response. And, of course, strategy and threat characterization. ConOps ops is in it. Risk analysis, modeling, simulation, experimentation, and exercises in training, plus test beds, standards, performance, and evaluation. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Port Authority, one of the sponsors of the event, and they do a lot of buying of Homeland Security hardware and software, because it's a very sensitive thing to keep the Port of Massachusetts safe and secure. And high traffic networking. So if you attend, you'll be able to interact with other key attendees and expect to see government officials, systems integrators, research laboratories, small businesses, academic institutions, industry leaders, and investors. One of the key developers of the conference is Fausto Molinet. He is the founder of Matrix Corporation, and he's in Boston. We spoke with Fausto not too long ago on how the show came together in the first place, and here is a portion of that conversation. All right, now I want to change gears here just a little bit. You're really involved with a very successful homeland security conference that takes place in Boston every year. Were you at the beginnings of that? Were you part of the formulation early?
Yes, I was. There were several of us here in the Boston section who recognized after the 2001 attacks in New York and Washington that there needed to be a stronger emphasis on technology solutions to assist in homeland security. It's not the only thing that makes homeland security work, but technology solutions are very important. And so we said, let's come up with something that will introduce those kinds of technologies that are being developed for 3 to 5 years from today to be deployed. We would like to have a conference that will showcase those technologies, that will bring together people from the homeland security sector, to talk about what they need, to take a look at some of these solutions, see whether or not they'll work, give inventors and early stage entrepreneurs and companies that are doing advanced research in this area an opportunity to present what they're doing. We were surprised that it took off. Well, maybe not surprised is not exactly the right word. We knew there was a need for that, but it took off pretty well. We got more papers than we expected for our first conference, and the numbers have grown beyond our expectations pretty much every year since then. And we've grown from about 100 people at the first conference up to nearly 500 now, and the participation is international in scope. We've had people from Poland to China and all countries in between attending and presenting. We hear from leading technology companies like Raytheon down to two guys across the kitchen table with an idea for detecting liquid explosives. So it just runs the gamut of pretty much everything, and it's an awful lot of fun to produce, and we feel it's helped a lot in introducing some of these people to the DHS market.
Yeah, I can imagine it's been a really fun thing to put together. And every year, it's grown larger, and you say 500 people, but I think the point is these are very, very high-quality people. They're not tire kickers. These are really high-quality people that attend this event.
Right. That's true. We try to make sure of that. I mean, anybody can come that wants to attend, but we see a very high percentage of the people are those who are presenting the papers or perhaps offered us one that we didn't accept, and quite a number of the people that attend are government employees who are actively seeking or at least wanting to hear about what the latest ideas are. And sometimes some of the government agencies are there talking about what they do and what they can do for the companies who are developing technologies. They have some terrific testing and evaluation facilities that are available, and they like to let people know what they can do to support the introduction of these ideas.
Well, the next IEEE Homeland Security event...
It's probably going to be 2 days. We do have a third-day option if we see a good reason to extend it. We're adding some tutorials to it, and it may cause it to extend over 3 days. I'm not sure exactly what the status on the third day is at this point, but hopefully it will be a little longer. We like to make it bigger every year.
What can you tell us about this particular event? Is there anything outstanding that we need to know at this time, or are you still developing?
In the meantime, we're still soliciting exhibitors and sponsors for the conference, and we have a whole program that allows people who are offering products or services for sale in the Homeland Security industry to be able to be there and interact with all of the conference attendees and showcase what they have to offer. We do have an opportunity for about 16 spaces in that. It's a small exhibit program, but it's always been pretty successful, and they get very good access to all of the attendees.
All right. We're looking forward to the event. It's certainly is exciting now. This is the, it's been going on since 2001, I understand. You get it together pretty quick after 9/11, didn't you?
We did. I don't remember. I think our first conference was like in the late spring after 9/11, and we actually ran two conferences a year for a couple of years, but it turned out that was an awfully hard thing to do, particularly using volunteer resources, which we mostly use for our program. So we shifted pretty quickly to one conference per year, and that's been very successful for us. Normally it has been in the spring of every year and from now on.
And if the weather in Boston holds fine, then you will never get any interference with a snowstorm or anything.
Yeah, well, we'll probably keep it pretty early now.
Well, we're winding the interview down. Fausto, is there anything that I missed?
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered pretty much everything. I mean, I could probably talk forever, and I'm sure You could, we'll give everyone else a break and let somebody else have the chance to say something.
Is there anything in the way of breaking news that that we can use?
You can see who those all are at our conference website, which is www.IEEE-HST.org. And so you can find out if the people who are speaking are someone that you would really like to meet. And if so, I would strongly recommend attending the conference.
Okay, good. We've been speaking with Fausto Molinet. He's a founder of Matrix Corporation. He also is one of the founders and the leaders in the IEEE Homeland Security Technologies Conference that goes on in Boston every year. Going to be in the spring time this year. It's April 25th through the 26th. You can learn more about that at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you will see a link. Or you can go to IEEE-HST.org. It would be IEEE-HST for Homeland Security Technologies.org. This is a famous and historic international conference on Homeland Security. And the keynote speaker this year is Kay Goss, president of World Disaster Management Incorporated. You can hear Kay being interviewed on this program and part of our archives at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Scroll down through the archives and you will hear the interview with Kay. The Homeland Security Technologies Conference is sponsored by the Massachusetts Port Authority. They buy a lot of hardware and software to keep Massachusetts safe. They've got Logan Airport. They've got the maritime protections and all those sorts of things. So we really, really appreciate all the support that you can give us for the IEEE Homeland Security Technology Conference. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast at promiseoftomorrow.biz. And at this time, I want to thank you very much for those of you who have contributed to this program. We depend on contributions from listeners like you for the existence of this show. We're totally science community supported. So those of you who have contributed, thank you very much. Those of you who wish to can do so at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a little tab there for donations. Just click the donations, and we appreciate all your help.
And now, we make time for the voice of reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
I would say attitude is most important. Intelligence, everybody is born with a certain amount of intelligence, and everybody is, I believe everybody is intelligent enough. But what defines how you do things and how much you believe in the things you do is your attitude and your passion to do certain. You know, you have to care. My background, when I grew up in a family of bankers and managers. And I grew up in India. I did my bachelor's in instrumentation and process control and all that in Mumbai, India. And I came here and I was so fascinated by the hands-on approach to things. It doesn't matter how what your GPA is or how great you were in your prior schools or in your elementary school, middle schools or high school. It really does. It's what you want to do from here on and whether you really believe in it. And that's the most crucial thing. If your heart is in it, you will do well. You will make a difference, and people will recognize you for that. My name is Dr. Ashwin Nair. I'm a senior lecturer and an undergraduate faculty advisor at the University of Texas at Arlington.
So you decide, has this really been the voice of reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
Waiting for you.